Oscars. Now, here's Comment.
Well, on Comment this morning, we have Kyle Argenbright from the City Council and Dave Dent along with Kyle. Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, we've been kind of thrown into a quagmire here where Three River just recently announced that they are going to be pulling out of Valentine, and they have left us a little bit short of options, to say the least.
There's a couple agreements we have with companies that provide cable or internet service in town. A franchise agreement is typically what we have for those that provide cable. Three River Digital is the only cable provider. Their franchise agreement expired last fall. And then we have pole attachment agreements. So the city electrical department and the city own all the poles because that's what we use to deliver electrical service to the houses. Anybody that wants to hang anything on those poles has to have a pole attachment agreement. And that's, you know, that's kind of the agreement that that they gave us notice on. And they've got 90, in that it requires a 90-day out. So in 90 days, they say they're going to come take all the cables down and discontinue service to people in Valentine.
Yeah, and this is all the cables that formerly was, what, Mid-Continent Cable, I think, was the initial supplier of cable TV back in, I don't know, early 70s or
Yeah, I think
like
Mid-Continent,
that.
And I think USA Communications owned it at one point. Honestly, it's been kind of a hot potato, and at some point, there was work that needed to be done with this plant. I'm talking some point probably 20 years ago, and there wasn't any work done, and so eventually, you know, Three Rivers standing here with this antiquated system that you really can't even find parts for anymore. So it's time to upgrade, but we've got to figure out how we do this.
Right. And to bring you up to date, I think it was probably 2 years ago, they wanted to pull out or they'd sell it to us. And I still got a copy of that letter, I think, somewhere. But they said, you know, the system is crap. Basically, but
yeah.
They wanted to sell it to us.
Yeah, they've wanted out of Valentine for a while. Most of their service is over Ainsworth, Lynch, Springview, Johnstown, O'Neill. So it's kind of a tighter shot group over there. They're short on staff too. They've got basically one technician that's running around between all the towns. So if you got a problem pop up in Valentine and O'Neill on the same day, he's going to spend half his day driving just to deal with those things.
Yeah, and the problem here is that they own all the cables that come into our house and the boxes and all that stuff. And so once they pull out, somebody else, before we're going to get cable TV back in here, somebody else has got to come in, run all the cables again, and hopefully updated cable so that the quality is there.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, these systems work kind of like a spider web, and it's powered. They send the data down these cables, but they're using a coax cable that is an old technology. The new technology is fiber, fiber optics,
right?
And that's future proofed. I mean, it can provide an exponentially larger amount of data to be transported between there. So yeah, so we're in this situation where if they pull out, people are going to lose service,
right? And so that's and we just found out about this a couple weeks ago. So
yeah. And, you know, and rewind a little bit, we had this opportunity at that CARES Act grant, and in order to be, which would have provided the majority of funding to bring fiber to the home everywhere in Valentine. And we had many companies interested, but we got blocked because CenturyLink magically at the last minute decided they could provide a speed that was faster than the minimum speed that qualified you for this grant. And the speed isn't enough to serve Valentine now or in the future. So we've got to do something.
So we were initially in that footprint to get a couple of million dollars to provide fiber optic cable to everybody, and CenturyLink kind of blackballed that and said that, well, we can provide that, you don't need it there. But now all that money is being sent to Ainsworth and O'Neill, where that CARES money, so to speak, is being put in place there.
Yeah, Ainsworth's fiber build is almost complete. I just talked to their guy this morning. They're probably going to have theirs turned up after the first of the year.
Yeah.
And here we are in the exact opposite situation.
Right. And the fiber optic cable that is needed, and it's the future, you know, that comes at a pretty good expense if we have to do it ourselves.
Yeah, and there's some limitations to what the city can do. We're not supposed to offer retail internet or cable or phone services. We're prohibited from doing that. We can own the fiber as a utility and then lease that fiber for someone to operate. So we can be the landlord effectively while someone operates the business of bringing those services to people in town. But this is, those are frustrating restrictions. You know, right now we're out here. We've got two companies that really don't want to be here, and we can't control our own destiny. And so we've got the, we're staring the potential of people losing internet access during a pandemic right in the face, which is, that's not how public policy is supposed to work.
Right. And we're in a kind of stuck in a situation that we didn't create. It's just there. That's what it is.
Correct. But I think we've got some possible solutions. We need to act quickly. We need to think creatively. And we will in 2021 bring fiber to Valentine one way or the other. It's just a matter of if there's an interruption or not.
Basically, we have to. We don't have any other choice at this point in time.
No, perfect world is we end up with fiber to the home that is fast, that's affordable, that has excellent customer service, that provides a cable option with Nebraska channels.
Right. And this is what I know we had a meeting here last year, and we had, like you said, six or seven companies that were interested in that money when we were first in that footprint. And we picked Allo out of that company over all of these other companies because Allo is a huge company. And I talked to several people that deal with Allo. I know they're in at Scotts Bluff, and they just love them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just like your next door neighbor doing business local.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they dwell on. That's the way they get their stuff done.
Well, and so we've got four companies interested. Allo's coming up actually next Tuesday morning to look at the city and finish their design just so that we can start talking numbers. We have three other companies interested. One's a co-op in Western Nebraska that provides all these products and great customer service. One's a younger internet company from Northeast Nebraska that's doing a heck of a job and growing well. They actually manage some other networks for bigger companies. Another is an out-of-state provider that's specialized in building rural fiber in mountain towns throughout Wyoming and Colorado. So it's attractive, but there's a financing gap for them to justify coming here.
Right.
Because it's a big investment. And so yeah. We've got to explore how the city can help. But I think also right now we've got to explore how we can prevent the discontinuation of Three Rivers service on February 22nd.
Right. And do we know how many people this is affect? Do we know how many cable TV people, how many internet people, you know, how many people are?
I've heard anywhere from 300 to 500 people.
Right.
And so there's 75.
Subscribers, in other words.
Yeah, subscribers. Yeah. But the day Three River leaves, there won't be cable. And
right.
So people would have to do Dish or online or something like that. And I mean, the CenturyLink tech, I love the guy, but there's one tech here. He can't do 300 new subscribers in the next 75 days.
Right. And financially, I don't know if we've batted around any figures as what it would cost to get high fiber optic cable to all residents and businesses in town.
Yeah, they say there's about 1,250 houses in town. Estimates are anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500. Residences, so per passing, so per facility. That's kind of the estimate. Now, a portion of that is the actual cost to take it from the strands on the poles to the home. And if everybody doesn't subscribe, it decreases that number a little bit too. But I don't know. We're looking at, you know, it's probably a $2 million deal.
Right. And is any of these companies, will they bargain? I mean, will they come in here and do that and we pay them off over a period of time, or can we?
Yeah, and I don't want to give the farm away. I think the practice of just giving money to businesses to come to Valentine is kind of a fool's errand. This is a place that people should want to be. If someone comes here and provides a good business, they're going to do well. So I think there's ways that we could structure it, you know, where the city is part owner of the fiber plant. But maybe our money is patient. So maybe we don't expect a return for 4 or 5 years. Maybe it's a graduated scale. Maybe they have to reach, you know, X number of subscribers before it starts paying a return. Because I'm confident that this will be a viable business. It's the ramp up. It's the start. It's the scary part for everybody.
And at this time, we are looking at everything shut off on the 22nd of February, where it, you know, unless we can wave a magic wand and all of a sudden all this comes together. But that, I can't see that happening.
I don't know. We had a city council meeting last night. The city council has appointed a committee to work on this very, very problem.
Right. And we set that up the meeting before.
Yep. And so it's me, Ross Broccoli, and then Shane Seward. And so the Three River representatives were actually at the meeting last night. We didn't know they were coming. We didn't have an agenda item. But since they were there, we just had a impromptu committee meeting to talk about fiber with them afterwards. And I asked them, I said, hey, would you be willing to extend service until we can get new service in place? And the answer was pretty clearly no. So that changes the way we have to approach this. I think our best solution is to figure out a way that we assume operation of this system in the meantime, and then just hustle to get a good solution in place sometime next summer.
Okay. And again, that magical date is what, February 21st or 2nd or something?
Yeah, February 22nd. I don't think it should be a mad dash to go try to get other service. I think we can get something done here. I mean, the one thing I'm willing to commit to and that we should be held accountable to is getting a fiber solution in place in 2021. And I'd bet on that. I think there's a good opportunity for us to get involved with Three River and figure out a way to extend the life of this system so that there is no gap between when that new system comes and when the Three River service ceases, whether that's provided by Three River or not.
And that's probably the first goal now, is try to prevent a gap in service to all these people.
Correct.
And then secondly, we got to figure out how to get high-speed fiber optic cable into the homes and businesses, and at what cost that's going to be, and what company is going to partner with the city to get that done. So
yep.
We got a lot more questions than answers at this point.
We do, but you know, we've been working on this for months. It just takes a while. The trouble is all these companies, there was so much CARES Act money that was given out. All the people that build these systems have been busy since July.
Right.
You can't even find fiber right now because it's all purchased.
Right.
And so the last 6 months have just been setting the stage, building relationships with these companies. We've got good companies willing to come to Valentine. Right. We just need to get over the hump and get a deal done.
Right. And to qualify for this CARES Act that is going in at Ainsworth and O'Neill, if I understand right, it had to be done by the end of the year or you didn't get the grant.
Right. Right.
So that's why
they're hustling. I think they might have gotten a little extension, but...
Yeah, but yeah, that's why they're so busy. And you, as you said, Ainsworth pretty much has their system in place now.
Yeah, yep. And it should be live after the first of the year. I've heard, I think they're working on some final issues with the city to figure out what kind of service is provided, at what price, what speeds.
Right, and they're still going to be with Three River, right there with that new cable down there?
They will. And the other part of this, you know, the cable, I used to think that we'd be able to have cord cutting, you know, do YouTube TV or Roku or something like that. I don't think that's really the case anymore. I think we need cable as a solution. And the other, the complicating part of that is there's this thing called DMAs. It's basically, I think it's defined market areas. And it's the Nielsen company that puts these together, and they give certain counties to big metropolitan DMAs for purposes of their advertisers, right? So that's when we got switched to the Sioux Falls DMA. Right. So that's a whole separate issue that we're going to have to wrestle with.
Yeah, that's been a mess from the get-go, and that's been there for years and years and years, is that footprint the FCC also goes by.
It is, and I'm sick of the Sioux Falls channels. You know, I think people here, they deserve fast internet. They deserve good quality phone. They deserve cable with Nebraska channels. We're in Nebraska. We're not in South Dakota. I've only accidentally been to Sioux Falls. You know what I mean? it's a different world up there. And so we've got an opportunity to fix all of this stuff. It's just really complicated. And honestly, there's a lot of federal policies that are getting in the way, and state policies that are getting in the way of our community controlling our own destiny. And when we do this too, we've got to do it in a way that we just don't bring another company to town that becomes what these companies have become today.
Right.
So we've got to future-proof this thing and make sure that we've got a structure in place that they're accountable to the city and the citizens for the next generation, so that we don't have to go fix this problem again.
Right. And so we'll keep the public up to date as we proceed. But as of right now, we're going to have to work on the uninterrupted cable and internet. That's the first goal, to try to get that done so that people aren't just left out in the cold.
Yep, that's goal number one. And before I walked into the radio station, I was on the phone with Three River talking about that very thing. So I think I think there are solutions. I hope they play ball out of the benefit of, just remember that we're all Sandhillers and that we see each other down the road and we've got other relationships. There's good people in that company, and I hope that they'll do the right thing here in the end.
Okay. Well, I guess if you don't have anything else, we'll let it go at that. And I know there's more questions than answers at this point in time, but let it be known that the city and the city council is working on it as we speak.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Dave.